You need to know where you're at in the war before you start to battle. The year is 1944. World War II is raging on. The Americans and our allies are battling against the enemies from Germany, Italy, and Japan. A Japanese commanding officer calls one of his soldiers to give him orders. The soldier's name is Hiro Onoda. This commanding officer tells Onoda, "You are to go to the Philippines, to a remote island. You are to go into the jungle and hide there and fight guerrilla warfare against Americans and their allies. And under no circumstances are you to surrender." So Onoda gets on the plane, goes to the Philippines, to this remote island, goes with other Japanese soldiers into the jungle, hiding there, and starts fighting guerrilla warfare. Less than a year later, the Japanese surrender, ending World War II definitively. This message gets to Onoda. Over and over again, people tell him, "The war is over. Japan has surrendered. We've lost the war." And yet Onoda does not believe it. He keeps battling and battling, day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. Fast forward to the year 1974, 28 years after the official end of World War II, Onoda refuses to believe the truth that the war is over. Japan has lost. He continues battling day after day. At this point, he has taken down with him 30 people and killed them. Finally, a Japanese individual is in his mid-20s, and he's got an adventurous spirit, a civilian, sets out on a mission, leaves Japan and says, "I'm going to find Onoda in the jungles of this remote island in the Philippines." And sure enough, he succeeds. He goes through the jungle and finally finds Onoda. They're hiding. He speaks to him, tries to understand what it's going to take for him to understand that the war is over, that he can stop battling and leave. Onoda says, "Not until somebody with authority over me commands me to surrender will I surrender." So this guy in his mid-20s says, "Okay," leaves Onoda, goes back to Japan on a search for Onoda's commanding officer from 28 years before. He finds this man who, at this point in his life, is an old man working in a bookstore in Japan, and he tells him about the situation. Reluctantly, this commanding officer from 28 years ago gets on a plane, flies from Japan to the Philippines, finds Onoda, and gives him his commanding officer's orders. "You are to surrender, you are to stop battling, and you are to leave." Then and only then does Onoda surrender, stop battling, and leaves. It is important to know where you're at in the war before you start to battle. In today's gospel reading, we hear about a battle between Jesus and the devil that began long before in the beginning. This is a battle that started when God created the first creatures, angels, purely spiritual beings, no bodies, before he even created men. And Lucifer is one of those angels. He hears of God's plans to create an even greater creature later called human beings. Lucifer hates this and seeks rebellion and starts a war with God and God's creation that's about to be created called human beings. And then not too long after God creates these human beings, the first human beings, Adam and Eve, the devil takes on the form of a serpent to try to get behind enemy lines, if you will, and take down these first human beings. And sure enough, he deceives Adam and Eve. And then from generation on, sin continues to enslave these human beings that the devil is hell-bent on taking down. So finally, Jesus takes a form of one of these human beings to fight the devil. And then we see, 30 years later, this scene from our gospel reading, where the devil comes to Jesus when he thinks Jesus is the weakest, as bullies do, trying to pick off people when they're at their weakest. Jesus has not had any food for 40 days in the desert. And this is when the devil comes to try to tempt Jesus. Little does the devil know, though, that there's a certain strength that comes at this point in Jesus' life. Because Jesus knows that if I can go through 40 days without food, I can handle anything, including these temptations of the devil. So Jesus responds with authority over the devil by commanding the word of God in scriptures in response to the devil. And the devil, like all bullies, if they feel like they're not getting anywhere, eventually leaves for a time. Jesus finally, what the devil didn't know is that when he started battling Jesus here, he set in motion something that 3 years later would result in the culmination of this war. The end of the war, when Jesus won it ultimately by dying on the cross for us and our sins and rising from the dead. Now the devil knows this, but he refuses to accept this truth, because accepting this truth that the war is over is accepting Jesus as the truth and as the victor of this war. So the devil continues to battle in the shadows, even today. The devil tries to attack us when and where we are our weakest, to try to take us down into his losing side of this battle. Oftentimes for us, where we're weakest might be when we're at rest, when our guard is down. It was about 5 years ago, I was asleep in bed next to my wife, Julie, sleeping beside me. And the best way I can describe what happened next was, as I was laying there, a dark spirit came over me, tried to smother me and overpower me. And my knee-jerk reaction in that moment was to jolt up in bed and scream out loud, "In the name of Jesus, leave me, Satan." And instantly, it's gone. Now, luckily, my wife Julie's a sound sleeper. She continued to sleep away in bed, having no idea of the spiritual battle that just took place in bed next to her. I know what you're thinking, Deacon. It was a nightmare. Listen, I'm 46 years old. I've had my share of nightmares in my life. This was something altogether different. In these moments when we're at our weakest, it's a reminder to us that before we go to rest, it's important to say prayer as a way of putting on armor before we rest. That the name of Jesus is powerful, that he has authority over the devil and his minions, that telling him to depart from us and leave is a command that, when done in Jesus' name, has power. It's also important for us to learn from Jesus in the way that he battled with the enemy today in the gospel, by quoting scripture back to the enemy. It's important for us to know where we're weakest. So before there were the seven deadly sins, there were 8 evil thoughts. It's important for us to learn which of these is our weakness, so that we can be prepared by doing a Google search of whatever that is: gluttony, Bible, lust, Bible, whatever it is, and find a Bible verse that is important to us in speaking to where we are feeling weakness that we can recite back in those moments when we have one of those evil thoughts kind of tempt us by the enemy. This is where we get our strength. It is important for us to know where we're at in the war before we start to battle. Brothers and sisters, we are a victorious Easter people who are simply having a Lenten experience. When we are in this desert, when we are being tempted, it is important for us to keep in perspective that we are going to be receiving today Jesus, the one who has conquered the enemy. That we are having Jesus within us throughout this experience. And that ultimately, we can deal with the fasting because we are confident that what awaits us is a heavenly banquet with the Prince of Peace. Amen.